A man by the name of Steve Ray, R-A-Y, was born and raised a Baptist, and then he and his wife were received into the Catholic Church in 1994. The book that describes his entire conversion process is entitled Crossing the Tiber: Evangelical Protestants Discover the Historic Church. Today, Steve Ray is an internationally known Catholic author. He's a well-known Catholic speaker. He spoke here in Bismarck, as well as Williston and Fargo. He's a writer, and he's also leading pilgrimages to various Christian sites. He would be amazing to travel with. He's been to the Holy Land almost 200 times. You can follow or inquire into his travels on his site entitled CatholicConvert.com. Easy to remember, he's a Catholic convert. CatholicConvert.com. Steve Ray is also a regular guest on my radio shows, my Real Presence radio shows. There's what he looks like right there. Looks innocent enough. But he was a great Catholic hunter. Steve Ray said he became Catholic because he said Protestantism is incurable, are his words. And for years and years and years, he and his wife were searching for what was missing in their worship, and they finally discovered that what was missing is what's in front of me right there, the altar, which brings us the true presence of the Eucharist. So he's a fascinating guest on my radio shows. When I see him on the tally, it just puts a little more spring into my step. He often reveals, or I lead him to reveal, how he recruited Catholics while he was a Baptist, or in his words, while he was an anti-Catholic Baptist. He said recruiting Catholics was so easy to do. He called it picking fruit from a tree. He said Catholics really can't defend what they believe, if they even really know what they believe. He said one of the best tactics they used was just to save them. And I said, believe it or not, Steve, long story short, that happened to me. Right after I returned from Rome in my studies, and I was just ordained a priest, or I should say, it almost happened to me. I was almost saved. I remember it like it happened yesterday. I was wearing blue jeans and a UND Aerospace t-shirt, where my brother was studying at the time. I popped into the Prairie Hills Mall in Dickinson for something quickly on a Saturday morning, and this kid, college student, walks up to me and begins a conversation. And before I knew it, we were talking about heaven and hell. I thought, this is too good to be true. And then he popped the question. He asked me, are you saved? Are you born again? And he quoted John chapter 3, verse 3, where our Lord said, you cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven unless you are born again, born from above. And I said, indeed, our Lord said that, but we also need to read the next two verses, verses 4 and 5, where our Lord explains what he meant to Nicodemus, because Nicodemus thought he had to go back into his mother's womb to be born again to get to heaven. And Jesus said, no, you must be born of water and the Spirit. So I quoted that to the kid and I said, and by the way, I'm a Catholic. He really brightened up. I said, I'm a Catholic and I've been born again of water. I've been baptized and I've been born again of the Spirit. I've been confirmed. He said, no, you have to profess faith in Jesus. Faith saves. You need to profess faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And I said again, yes, I'm Catholic. We believe that we are saved through faith, but we are also saved through good works. And then he started to give me some literature, and the first scripture quote he gave me was from our second reading today, right there, but just part of what you're looking at right now. He made me read Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, which reads, by grace you have been saved through faith. It is not from you. It is the gift of God. It is not from works. And I said, but again, I told this young man, we have to look at the next verse again. Verse 10, which reads, for we are his handiwork, created in Christ Jesus for the good works that God has prepared in advance. I said, we have to read the Bible in its entirety. Paul is telling us here, we are not saved through faith and the works of the Old Testament, right? The 616 precepts the Jews had to follow to live the law. Paul is saying we are saved now through faith and the good works in Jesus Christ, the new covenant. And then I sprinkled it just a bit with James chapter 2, verse 17, which reads, faith, if it does not have works, is dead. And this kid just looked at me. He had no idea what he hooked onto. Do you remember fishing walleyes as a kid? Here's another fishing analogy, and I don't want to do this every weekend, but do you remember fishing walleyes as a kid, and you get something big on the line? I handed the pole off to my dad. He's bringing it in. I now got the net. I'm even afraid to get close to the water. I'm thinking this is going to be so big, I'm going to be famous. My picture is going to be in the paper. I can brag about this to my buddies at St. Joe's School. And then it's a carp. I was this kid's carp. He was a nice enough kid just doing his job. But he asked me, who are you? And I said, who am I? I said, I'm a Catholic whom you're not going to recruit today. Not today. And he walked away to wait for someone else to target. I want all of you to remember the existence, the future of the Catholic Church does not depend on you defending it. The existence of the Catholic Church depends on our Lord establishing it, on Peter. And he said it will be here until the end of the world. We have a saying in Rome. It's said in jest, but most of the good things in the world are said in jest. In Rome, we say, Catholic priests and bishops have been trying to destroy the Catholic Church for 2,000 years. A Baptist is not going to do it. Steve Ray was trained from his childhood to target Catholics. And he was very aggressive, and he was very successful. And it breaks my heart as pastor when anyone in my flock, or any Catholic for that matter, is recruited from the Catholic Church and leaves the faith, they're not even aware that they leave. I can train all of you to target Protestants. I can do that. But why? We're not led to do that through the words of Scripture. That's not charitable. Our Lord didn't treat people that way, to target people, confuse people, embarrass people. Steve Ray said when he became Catholic, he found the truth. And it saddens me when so many Catholics leave the truth that they're not even aware of what they're leaving. Our religion is not reduced to a formula. Say this, then you're saved, then you're done. Could you imagine if marriage was like that? Say the vows. Saying the vows is the beginning. Professing our faith in our Lord is the beginning. Our religion is not a formula to be memorized. Our religion is a relationship to be lived. And we live it every day. We are saved, but we are also being saved every day as we live our faith and as our faith, by the grace of our Lord, produces good works, the love of God, and above all, the good work of loving our neighbor as we love ourselves. Today's liturgical color is rose. We have today the fourth Sunday of Lent. It's called Laetare Sunday. Laetare means rejoice. The church wants to give us a little boost this Sunday by changing the violet that we're wearing, injecting a little bit of white that we're going to wear at Easter to make rose, to remind us that Easter is near, to remind us that we are to be joyful in what we're about to celebrate through the Easter season. My dear people, I am very joyful in the faith that I share with you in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm joyful in how God's grace moves that faith to bring about good works in us and what we do for each other and those outside of our parish. I'm joyful to be pastor of this parish. We all ought to be joyful in our Catholic Church, or as Steve Ray would say, the historic church. Amen.